What is up, everybody? It's your girl Dre K back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. As you can tell, Jesus, by the title, the Lord is gathering us. He's choking us. He's grabbing us by the neck. He's pulling us by the feet, by the legs. There is definitely some humbling going on. I'm so tired of being in the wilderness. Y'all don't understand. Lord, I just want to be, you know, in my penthouse. I just want to be, you know, driving my nice car. You know, I just want to be living in my purpose. I just want to be doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to have a lot of money in a bank. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ever have to, you know, want for anything. Like, that's just what I'm on right now. That's what I need in my life right now. So I'm going to need you to come through with the blessing. I'm going to need you to come through with the promise. Like, that's what I need from you right now. And God has been looking at me like, that's your problem. Oh! You want that more than you want me? You want to be in a better situation, in a better place than you want me? You want your podcast, your business, your brand to grow in such a way that would allow you to elevate to those things. You want that more than you want me? And I feel like God is just looking like he got his hand in his ears like, I know that ain't what I'm hearing. I know that ain't what I'm hearing from my churn. I know y'all ain't out here wanting the promise more than y'all want God. I know we ain't, I ain't gonna say y'all, we. I know we are not out here placing things above God just because we are tired of being in a waiting season. I know that these things that God has promised us have not become an idol in our hearts. So much so to the point where now we are mad at God. We're questioning our existence. We are literally like, let's be honest, pissed off that things have not happened yet, but God has been literally showing me that's the problem. And I know I'm coming in hot. I didn't even introduce myself today. I'm sorry. But I feel like this episode is kind of like an open rebuke because this is literally happening to me right now. I am in the middle of being humble. God has literally been humbling me these last couple of weeks. I believe God called me off of my job to humble me. Not to humble me to say, hey, you've been prideful, but to humble me so that I don't become prideful. Or so pride does not creep into my heart, so that pride does not creep into my existence while waiting on the blessings, right? I took the video down off of YouTube, Prepare for the Miracle, talking about kingdom marriage. I took that down. So if you're watching on YouTube and you're looking at this new video and you're wondering, oh my God, where's that kingdom marriage video? I took it down. Because based off of the responses to that video, that's the only part y'all heard. That's based off of that video. Based off of the response, based off of the comments, I can tell it's a lot of people operating in idolatry. There are a lot of people idolizing marriage. There are a lot of people, like, marriage is just at the center of their hearts, and Jesus is not. And I think for a lot of us, this season, like, has been showing us and revealing to us what has been hidden in our hearts. I really do. Like, I have been seeing the word humility a lot. I have been going through this season of great humbling. God took me off this great, amazing job just so I can sit down and read my word. Just so I can get clear on my vision. Just so I can know and understand that what he is about to elevate me into, what he is about to release me into is not going to be about me at all. It's not going to be about Andrea. It's not going to be about how good I look, how good I sing, how good I write, how good I am communicating, like none of that, that's going to be a plus, but it's not going to be the thing. I have been in a season where I've just been waiting on God. We all have been waiting on God. We are, you know, to our wit's end, right? And it's only because we have been just waiting and hoping for something new, something better. We all are craving something new. We are craving something real. We are ready to be living in our purpose. We are ready to live the life that God has been showing us and been telling us, right? But along the way, that sneaky devil pride has been trying to creep up on the inside of us and build these idols in our hearts. And how do you know if you are operating in idolatry? Like we did a couple of episodes ago when I sat up here and I started ranting to y'all, talking about, you know, God, why hasn't this happened? And why hasn't this happened? And, you know, this and this and that. Like when I was doing all that and y'all was agreeing with me. Like, yes, we are growing frustrated. Yes, there is, you know, some not so great challenges and not so great, you know, situations in our lives. But the main reason why God had to bring the Israelites through the wilderness period is to humble them before they even got to Canaan, before they got to the promised land. He had to humble their hearts first. And that took a while. Hello, 40 years. My God, please, Jesus, please don't let it be 40 years for me. But it took them a while to become humble, to understand the ways of God, to really fully trust and depend on him. See, some of us are in a situation where we don't know what to do. Some of us are literally in a situation where we are waiting on God to do what he called us to do, or just making a way out of no way, creating an opportunity for us. Some of us are literally in the middle of a transition period. We know that where we are or where we were is not the place that we are supposed to be. So we're in this transition period trying to get to our promised land, right? But you've experienced lack. You've been experiencing betrayal. You have been experiencing loneliness. You have been experiencing abandonment, right? And those are natural emotions. But what the devil has been doing is taking those emotions and manipulating them and causing us to harden our hearts towards the things that God said that he was going to give to us. As we've been in this transitional period, we have been becoming frustrated so much so to the point where now we are battling with the belief that God would even release this thing to us. We are battling with the belief that whether or not God will get us to where we need to be. And I've seen in my own heart how there will be certain conversations I don't want to have anymore. There are certain places I don't want to be. There are certain people I don't want to talk to. There's just certain things that I'm staying away from because my heart has become hardened. Lord, I don't want to talk about kingdom marriage no more. I don't want to talk about the music industry no more. I don't want to watch no videos about it. I don't want to listen to no music, listen to nobody else's music. Like I don't even want to dance around those topics anymore because my heart is becoming hard. I'm growing weary. I'm growing frustrated. I'm doing all of the things the Bible tells us not to do, but my emotions are getting the best of me. And now I'm leaning on my own emotions and not on the word of God. Some of us are literally in that period. Some of us are in that space, that place. And I really just want you all to understand, and this is me talking to myself too, but we have to understand that everything that God is giving us, every promise that he is making with us, the covenant that he is making with us, everything that he is going to release us into and release to us, all of that has to do with the glory of God. all of that has to do with the process of the great encounter, showing people that God is actually real, showing people that Jesus is actually real. Like, all of the things that we are wanting and desiring is because God gave us that desire, but our desires are kind of like turning against us in a way. Like, our desires are like, you know, it's so in our faces. Let's just say that the topic of kingdom marriage is everywhere. The topic of, you know, God is about to release you into this thing, or you're almost to your promised land. And isn't it like everything, all of the promises and the speculation, I would say, is everywhere. It's in our faces. It's on social media. Every time we scroll, every time we open up the app, every time we get on YouTube, there's a video of somebody talking about something that we are desiring. And as we are feeding ourselves constantly with that type of content, we are silently building up idols in our hearts. So now we're putting a date, we're putting a time extension, we're putting an expiration date on when God should perform the miracle or not. And when he doesn't do it, we're getting mad. We're getting upset. We're running to other things and not God. Our hearts are becoming hardened. It's hard for us to pray. It's hard for us to seek him. It's hard for us to read the Bible, right? And so that's how you know your heart is hardened. That's how you know you're operating in idolatry, right? But I guess the main, I don't even know where this conversation is going, y'all. I just cut the camera on, okay? I don't know where this episode is going, but I just hear my heart, please. Hear my heart. I believe God is humbling us because we thought that things were going to happen a certain way. We thought things were going to happen in a certain time frame. And that's not God's will. That's not how Jesus, the promise, works. That's not how God gives over the promises to us. That's not how that happened. That's not how that works. And so as he is humbling us, and I really feel like he humbling us in the way where he's taking his time. Oh, that thing becoming an idol. Uh-huh. Another 6 months. Oh, that thing becoming an idol. Okay. No fruit. None of that. I'm gonna stop it right here and there. But that's just me. That's just me thinking that. But I believe that the humbling process, because I believe I'm going through this process, the humbling process is for us to remember that none of this, none of what God is promising us is for our benefit. It's all for his benefit. It's all for his glory. It's all for the betterment of equipping the saints, equipping people, equipping each other, right? God is performing the miracle so that we can know him better, so that we can know him more, so that we can know him on a deeper level. He's not performing this miracle for us in particular. Like, he's not just doing this just because it'll like satisfy us or fulfill us. Like, he's not doing it because of that. He's doing it so that we can know him, so that we won't ever question him again, so that we won't ever walk in doubt or uncertainty or unbelief. He's doing this to show us his ways, to prove to us that his word is true, to prove to us how powerful he is. And releasing us into the promised land. We have seen throughout the Bible that as soon as God elevates somebody, they forget him. As soon as God elevates somebody, they are filled with pride. They are tempted to fall into pride. Saul, David, who else? Help me out here in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. I have been watching this series, the Humility Movement series. I forgot what the pastor name, hold on. But I have been seeing him and his wife. Dang, my phone not on. But I forgot his name, but I'm gonna link the series in the description notes and in the show notes. But I've been watching it and it has been tearing me up. My God, tearing me up. Okay. And he was talking about the story of Uzziah. And I've been in this place where I've been wanting to explore the Bible, like as my heart is softening, as God is softening my heart, I have been slowly but surely like going back to the word and, you know, just wanting to explore something new. Like I want to read something new. I don't want to read, you know, the same old thing. Right. So he was talking about Uzziah, and basically God gave Uzziah all of these promises. He elevated Uzziah. And as soon as he elevated him, he fell into pride and he started doing stuff that he knew he wasn't supposed to do. God has to take us through a wilderness process before he catapults us into where we need to be. Because if we get there and our character is not developed, if we get there and we forget all that God has done, if we get there and we start acting like we ain't got no sense, how will God get the glory? How will he be praised? If we get there and we start acting a fool and start forgetting all of the scriptures, start forgetting all of the lessons and all of the wisdom that God has given us, who are we going to help? Who are we going to bring to God? Who are we going to save? God has been showing me that now. Like, there are people that look at Christians as if they are pretending to be something that they're not. They look at us as if we are just grabbing onto a movement of Christianity and that we are all hypocrites. Like, there are some people that look at Christians like all of us are hypocrites, right? And the determining factor, the way that God is trying to convince these people, or not even convince them, the way that God is going to vindicate his name is by humbling us in such a way that we no longer act the way we used to act. We no longer think the way we used to think. Like what they see is what they get. Like he has to make sure we operate in so much humility that our humility vindicates us. Oh, well, I thought she was like this. And I thought, you know, based off of the past and, you know, this and this and that, like people that are just meeting you, whether you are on social media or not, or you're just living for God out loud. People are looking at you, waiting for you to mess up, waiting for you to remind them of who you used to be, waiting for you to prove to them that they're right about you being a phony, a hypocrite, a fake, whatever. Like God is making sure that he humbles us in such a way that all we have is our humility. Like he wants us to learn the lesson. So he wants us to learn this lesson of humility so that we can be used in the way he wants to use us. Let me just say that. I realize that there are a lot of people that listen to this podcast. There are people that are discovering me for the first time, right? And they can be tempted to want to find something, something wrong, right? Like, you know how when you meet somebody new, they put on this show or they put on this this facade, and your immediate thought is, I wonder if they're like that in real life. Like people's perception of each other these days, especially with social media and especially like with just all of these male-female wars and all of these things that are going on in society, people are looking for something to shame you with. They are looking for something to not believe in. So if we don't move with humility, if we are not allowing God to make us humble, if we are not operating in our businesses, if we are not operating in our families, operating in our brands as humble people, what is the point of God elevating us? What is the point of God giving us the promise? What is the point of God allowing us to enter into Canaan? What is the point of any of that if we're just going to give all the glory to ourselves, if we're going to present ourselves as something fake and not actually be who God is calling us to be. What good is it to get on a platform and millions of people look at you and you're sitting up there afraid of saying the name of God? You're afraid of your faith. You're afraid of expressing your faith. What good is that? There are things in our hearts that have been unchecked that God is checking. He is exposing it. You know that fear? I'm exposing that. You know that pride? I'm exposing that. You know that that cockiness, that arrogance, I'm checking all of that. Because when I promote you and I put you on these platforms, I'm gonna need you to represent me well. I'm gonna need you to represent Christianity well. Because the people, if you look, the people that are on these platforms, they not representing a darn thing. Not Jesus. They're representing something, but no one is becoming changed. No one is becoming transformed. No one is really coming to Jesus for real. I have been on social media these last couple of weeks. Before I took, like, you know, my little days off of social media, but there are literally quote unquote Christians or people that get on social media, talk about God, talk about, you know, scripture. They quote scripture, this and this and all that. They whip out them crystals or they start talking about their zodiac sign. Like, it's a lot of mixture going on. And all of that is an example of pride. Pride rising up in their heart. Pride, you know, they just know so much. They just have to know so much. They're not allowing Jesus to really transform them and enter into their hearts. They're not allowing, you know, God to really transform them in such a way where they don't need any of that stuff anymore. And I'm not judging, no tea, no shade. But you can see that God's representation is not ideal. I don't believe that God is pleased with what is being displayed. I don't believe that he is pleased at all. I believe that he is keeping us hidden, that he is going to continue to keep us in this wilderness season, this wilderness period, this time of transition until we get it. Until we realize all of the things that you want, it's not bad that you want that. It becomes a problem when you want it more than you want God. It becomes a problem when you feel like you created all of those things or you've obtained all of those things without God. It becomes an issue when you get on your platform and all of these people are giving you praises. All of these people are commenting, oh my God, your hair is so cute, Andrea. Oh my God, your makeup. Oh my God, this is that. Like, when you start allowing that to define you or to allow that to be the focus, how can God give you more of that? How can God give you more sheep to feed if you're sitting up here mad at him because he won't release them to you? That don't even make sense. So God has been checking my heart. He's been asking me questions like, why do you want the following? Why do you want the success? Why do you want, you know, your podcast? Why do you want your podcast to reach more people? Why? What's under that? Why do you want your YouTube channel to grow? Why? Because if it's to get more money, if it's to get more opportunities, if it's to, you know, just attract brand deals and this and that, like if that's all that you want the elevation for, we have a problem. We need to talk. If all you want the marriage for is just so you can be married and you don't have to be alone anymore, we have a problem. Let's talk about this. If you want me to show people who I am through you, if you want to be a vessel, if you want to be used by me, I'm gonna need you to actually humble yourself so that I can do that. You have to realize that this is not going to be about you. It's going to be about the souls that I save. It's going to be about how many people come to me by watching your video, by listening to your podcast, by listening to your music, by watching an interview or something. Like, those reasons have to be the reasons that elevation would be a benefit. Like, it's not do or die. I really believe that, first of all, the scripture, I believe it's in Matthew, but it's talking about God exalts the humble and he humbles the exalted ones. So if you are operating in pride, this may be your time of humbling. He may be trying to get something through to you. He may be Jesus. He may be giving you an opportunity to humble yourself so that he doesn't have to. He may be trying to prepare you for what is to come when he elevates you. By humbling you, by bringing you through a period where you actually need people. Because for some of us, people have hurt us. We have been completely turned off from people. We have been completely turned off from friendships, relationships, all of the things. Like, you have built yourself up so much in your independence where you don't need nobody to give you anything. You don't need nobody to help you. Like, you have built that little idol up in your heart where I don't need nobody, because you've been hurt. But what if the very people that hurt you, or what if the very type of people that have hurt you, those are the people that God wants you to reach? Those are the type of people that God wants to bless you. God wants to use those people, those types of people, to bless you. But if your heart is hardened, if you are operating in pride and you are not operating in humility. Okay. I don't know, y'all. I just feel like the root of pride, first of all, is evil. We all know that. We all know that pride is evil. We all know that the devil fell from heaven because he was prideful, because he puffed himself up. He started thinking more of himself than God. But I believe, even as a believer, even as a flawed individual, even as an imperfect vessel of God, we all have to check ourselves with pride every once in a while. When that thing starts coming up on us, and I talked about this, I think in the Power of Purpose episode, I've talked about pride a little bit, but we have to begin to start realizing, or start becoming more aware of when pride is trying to overtake us. We have to become so, we have to create boundaries around our purpose, around kingdom marriage. There are some videos you don't need to watch anymore. There are some influencers you don't need to follow anymore. There are, you know, just some things that you do not need to engage in anymore, because it's making you prideful and it's making you form idols in your heart. There are some things that you're just going to have to put down. There are some things you're going to have to just turn away from. There are some things you're just going to have to fast from, to keep yourself humble. Scripture will help you become humble. Look at all of the scriptures that have humility in it. Look at all of the things that have happened to the people that built themselves up in pride. Look at all of that. Look what happened to Saul. Jesus. Look what happened to David. Everybody wants to talk about David and Bathsheba, or Bathsheba, whatever her name is. But nobody talks about what God did to David after that. Ain't nobody talk about what happened when God humbled David after that. Ain't nobody talk about that. If you don't know, go ahead and read it, please. I don't have the time to dissect. I believe a lot of our questions that we have can be answered while God is exposing what's in our hearts. The reason you're struggling with that is because of pride. The reason you're struggling with that is because of fear. The reason you're struggling with that is because you have not become humble. You don't know how to operate in humility when it comes to this level of elevation. you have the tendency to operate in pride when X, Y, and Z happens. We have to become so aware of that, that we have to begin to know ourselves more than anybody knows ourselves. Nobody should be able to come to you and be like, I think you're operating in pride. I think, you know, you need to humble yourself, this and that. Like, yes, we should seek wise counsel and everything like that, but don't let nobody tell you what you should already know about yourself. Don't let somebody have to come and humble you when you can humble yourself. I believe God is humbling us. I believe that God is challenging us to get rid of pride. He's challenging us to become aware of what pride looks like through the stories of the Bible, through our own experiences, things like that. I do believe that we are in a time of humbling. Even if you look at social media and what's happening to these celebrities, when the things that are happening to these pastors, we are in a time of humbling. And for some of us, God is doing it privately. Don't let God have to humble you publicly. Because everything ain't the devil. Okay. I feel like I've talked for 32 minutes. I feel like I haven't gotten to my point yet, but we're here. I feel like I've said some things, but I mean, you know, we're just flowing here. We're just going with the flow. Like, you know, I hope this is encouraging to you. I hope this was a soft rebuke for you and me. Amen. It's not that God does not want to give us the promises. It's not that God does not want to elevate us. He just wants to trust us with what he's trying to give us. He's trying to make sure he can trust us with the influence. He's trying to make sure that he can trust us with the marriage. He's trying to build his trust up so that we won't fumble the play when we get into the arena. Y'all like how I did there? Okay. Yeah. This has been another episode of Living in Pursuit Podcast. My name is Dre K. If I didn't say anything, you know, we kind of, you know, just got all up in there. We just got into it. I cut the camera on and the Lord was just like, speak. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, my name is Dre K. Go ahead and leave a review, leave a rating. If you are new to the YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe. Would love to have you back here. And subscribe and listen to the Living in Pursuit podcast. Make sure you go back and watch previous episodes because we're on a roll here. I don't know what the Lord is doing, but we all being humbled. Amen. So I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.